with regard to Tevilas Kelim. What is the din if a person takes his kids with him to Tevilas Kelim and the kids want to participate? They want to go ahead and dip some of the Kelim into the mikvah. Is that something that can be done, or does this need to be done by a gadol? Similarly, what if one wanted to send somebody else on the mission, maybe even somebody who's not Jewish? A person has a helpful friend, neighbor, home help or something. Is that a way that Tevilas Kelim can be accomplished? So the Shulchan Aruch says here in Yerideya, Kuvchav, Sif Yudalid, and then Tezvav, says first, Ein Maminim Katan Mal Tevilas Kelim. We don't rely, we don't trust a Katan with regard to Tevilas Kelim. That being the case, since it's only a matter of trust, it's not an inherent problem. So the Rama says that Im Tavlu Lifnei Gadol Have Tevila, that if there is an adult supervising that the tevila was done properly, then it would count. In the next sif as well, the Shulchan, the Mechaber says, Im Hitbil Kelim Ayde Ovid Kochavim Also Lem Tevila, that if the tevila was done by a non-Jew, that also works. The tevila is acceptable. And the Rama says similarly, however, aval ein onem on al tevila, but we don't trust them, we don't rely on them to report that they did it properly. So the halacha would actually be the same for a katan and for a non-Jew, that it's okay if they do the tevila. However, it needs to be supervised by an adult Jew to make sure that it was done properly. So in terms of the concepts involved here, there seem to be two factors. Number one, that inherently, Tevilas Kelim does not need to be done with any special kavana. It would seem that it's not even the Maisa HaMitzvah, it's not the Maisa Tevila that is the main thing. The main thing is that the Kli gets into the mikvah somehow. In fact, the Nosa Kelim here write that even if they've fallen on their own, it was not done by a person. As long as the Kli ends up in the mikvah, you're okay, and now you can use those Kelim. That's not issue number one. Issue number two is in terms of Ne'amanos, that we don't rely on a Katan or a non-Jew to say that they did the job. The Bach disagrees with fundamental assumption number one, and he assumes that the Maisa Tevila is significant, and it needs to be done with a level of Kavana, L'shem Mitzvah Tevilas Kelim. So therefore, he says, a non-Jew would be entirely invalid for purposes of Tevilas Kelim, and even for a katan, it wouldn't be so simple. You'd have to teach the katan to have the right kavana, and only under that circumstance would it work. However, the majority view is not like the Bach. The Shach disagrees with the Bach. The Chochma Sadam, the Aruch HaShulchan, they all paskin that the only issue here is ne'amanus, and therefore, as long as it's being supervised by an adult, it would be fine. That being the case, that the fact that the only issue here is ne'amanus, the two other interesting issues that come out of this. Number one, what we know that when it comes to Tevilas Kelim, so there's a machlokas, if Tevilas Kelim is deraisa derabanan, most hold that it's deraisa for metal Kelim, but for glass Kelim, everyone agrees that it's derabanan. And we also know the Gemara in Pesachim says, Himnu Rabbanim b'derabbanim, that we do rely on Ketanim to report that they've done a mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah derabbanim. So perhaps that means that it would be absolutely acceptable to rely on a katan to do Tevilas Kelim for glass dishes, or for anything else that's no more than a chiyuv derabbanim, even without adult supervision. So the Pesachim Tshuva here quotes for an opinion that disagrees with that. It says no, that here when it comes to Tevilas Kelim, it's Ischazik Isura. The Kli is already usher to use unless it has Tevila. In those circumstances, we don't rely on a Katan. However, many disagree with this opinion quoted here in the Pesachim Tshuva. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with Rav Yosef, and they basically say no, it's reversed. It's not that there's an Isser to use the Kelim, which you're taking away by doing the Tevila. There's a mitzvah of Tevilas Kelim. When you go in and use the Kelim without Tevila, so that is a lack of fulfillment. It's a bittul mitzvah. But the Isser stems from the mitzvah, not the other way around. And since we rely on Ketanim for mitzvahs derabbanan, so we should be able to rely on Ketanim, lagabi the mitzvah of Tevila. So they hold that even without adult supervision, no problem to rely on a Katan for Tovel and glass dishes, or for anything else which is only derabbanan. Another interesting question. What about someone who's already bar bat mitzvah? But, within the first few years. So we know that the definition of adulthood in halacha is not just dependent on age, it's dependent also on a certain level of physical maturity. We just assume that when a person reaches bar bat mitzvah, that they have that level of physical maturity. But in general, since we're not doing examinations, we only rely on that for dinim derabanan, not for dinim deraisa. We wouldn't want you to be yotzei your mitzvah of kiddush with a 13, 14-year-old boy, we don't really know for sure 100% that he's a gadol. We're just assuming that he's a gadol. It's good enough for mitzvahs derabbanan. It's good enough for kriyas haTorah. It's good enough for a lot of things. But we wouldn't rely on it for a mitzvah deraisa. So what about relying on a 13, 14, 15-year-old for tevilas kelim without adult supervision when it comes to metal kelim? So there is an opinion, again, quoted here in the Piskei Tshuva, that we wouldn't rely, even in that case, we wouldn't rely on such a person. However, again, the majority view seems to disagree with that. The Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Avadya Yosef and Yabbi Omer, and they both say that that's not the case. That here there's a combination of several factors, that somehow that the chazaka, that a bar bat mitzvah is already a gadol, is stronger. We could rely on it for dim deraisa. Some say the metal is not really, even metal kelim are not deraisa. There's a few factors that they combine, and there's a suffix that maybe he already does have the actual physical signs, so they apply sfeik sfeika, and they allow one to rely on the 13, 14-year-old, even when it comes to metal kelim, even without adult supervision. Have a great day. Please stack the chairs.